Hello, everybody.
This is episode 27 of the Joy in Failure podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Joy in Failure podcast. I'm your host, Joy Doyin Ogunea, and I created this Joycast to help you navigate life's failures more easily. My intention is to make failing less taboo and more fun. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Self-love is not selfish. It is not rude or self-seeking. It doesn't brag or puff up. It doesn't compete or fight. Self-love starts within and flows outward. It gives in abundance with nothing to hide, nothing to prove. Jenna Ryan. Hello, my friends. How are you? How are you doing today? I hope all is well in your neck of the woods, and I hope you're having a great, great day. I'm really excited today, as always, but particularly about this topic that I really want to talk about, which is self-love. Like, I love talking about self-love because for me personally, that has truly understanding how to love myself has transformed my life in more ways than one. But this topic is really about why loving yourself isn't selfish. And it's something I hear time and time again when I coach people. It actually came out of a coaching conversation I was having with someone who struggled with this concept of self-love. And the reason why they struggled with the concept of self-love is because we've all been taught that self-love and loving yourself is selfish. And the way we've been taught is not that it's been articulated or it's been said, don't love yourself because it's selfish. It's just something that is an underlying current that everyone, I feel, has grown up with or has experienced in some way, shape, or form. We constantly hear this idea of don't be selfish, don't be self-absorbed, don't do that, you're full of yourself. If you talk about yourself, or you at least show if you're overconfident, a lot of times people get flack for that. They get flack for being overconfident because it has this connotation or this perception that they're bragging or they are, they're filling themselves, right? They're full of themselves, they're self-absorbed. So there are all these different terms that we use to make people feel bad for this idea of loving yourself. And that's why I love this quote by Jenna Ryan, which is all about the idea that it's not about bragging, it's not about puffing up. It's really about how you fill that tank up. And I just wanted to talk, you know, in depth about this topic of selfishness and why it's not selfish to love yourself. So, for example, there's this lady who absolutely loves life, is truly living her best life, and is such a profound person to be around. And she has come to the realization as a grown woman, and I think everybody's entitled to do what they want to do. She's come to the realization that she doesn't want to have kids. It's not part of her plan. It's something deep in her that she just doesn't want to have kids. And she happened to tell her parents that she doesn't want to have kids. And the first reaction she got was, "You're selfish for not wanting to have kids." This is something I think most people, if you ever tell either your parents or people around you that you don't want to do something that ruffles their feathers or is an opposing view to something that they don't believe, you end up getting this perception that you're being selfish. So she was basically coined for being selfish for her decision not to have children. Now, I wanted to code this story because from my point of view, and it's my point of view, everyone is entitled to their opinion, but from my point of view, she actually isn't selfish for deciding that she doesn't want to bring children into this world. Now, it's not knocking down anyone who does want to bring children into this world. I think that's the beauty of this world. We all have our destiny. We all have our path. We all have what we're here to do or to bring to the world. And even though it might be different from yours or the next person next to me, that's fine. Our destinies and what we're here to do is different. So I don't see her decision as selfish. I see her decision actually as selfless because if you think about it, if she decided, if deep in her heart she didn't want to do this, but decided to have children, and this is what a lot of us, right, do. We decide to have children without any thought. We usually are not thinking of, okay, this is something that I truly consciously want to do. We do it because society tells us this is what you're supposed to do. Society tells you that you go to school, you get a degree, or you get a job. Once you get a degree, you get a job. Once you get a job, you get a house, or you get a car, or you get a spouse, or you marry. Like, there are all these different things. And then when you get married, you have children, and then the children have other children, and X, Y, Z, and the list goes on and on and on. And for anyone to think someone's decision, someone's personal decision is selfish, is something that has always, not always, but time and time again, I keep on trying to analyze why that is. So I don't see her decision as selfish. And the reason being is she has made the conscious decision. She has thought of what she wants to be able to do. And she is basically thinking about herself. And she's thinking about herself because, not because she doesn't want to contribute to society, because, as I said, she's contributing to society in different ways. It doesn't have to be just one path. We contribute in different ways, right? She could be doing things to help the homeless, XYZ. She could be helping and giving to other people. Like, we don't know that story. And a lot of times, people are doing other things to contribute to society, but they might not be doing it in the way you expect them to do. So personally, I actually think it will be selfish of her to bring a child into this world just for the sake of checking a box. That's selfish, which a lot of us do, right? Just checking the box so everyone would agree with us. It's selfish to do things because you are so consumed with what people think. By you being so consumed with what people think about you is actually selfish, because you are thinking that that's actually being self-absorbed, because you are thinking that everyone is focused on you. But the truth is, we're all focused on ourselves. We're all focused on ourselves generally. So the idea that we do things for other people, we do things to please other people, is very selfish, because we're doing it thinking in our heads why we want people to like us, and we're doing all these other things for people is because we're automatically thinking that everything revolves around us. Right? We're thinking everything is about us, like the focus is on us. So I have to check this box so that people would like me, so that people will pay attention to me, so that people would understand me, so that people, right? Like, it's still very outward. So all the outward expressions, all the worry, all that is really about other people. And we tend to do this, especially us women. Especially, I'm no exception, you guys. I'm no exception. Like, we were taught that in order for us to be a good person, or other for us, like, everything relied on another person. Like, our value was identified by what people thought about us. The idea of being a good mother, right? The idea of being a good mother is still around. Not what we think about ourselves, is still around. What do people think about us? Do people think we're good mothers? Right? The idea of I'm a good friend, it's still around. Friends, you hoping that friends think you're good. It's not about what you think about yourself. Being a good mother, being a good employee, being a good wife, being a good XYZ. It's all about what people think of you. And to me, the idea of being worrying about what people think about you, basing your life on what people think about you, seeking your identity from what people think about you, is selfish. It's selfish. And that's what we do. But when we see people who aren't basing their lives off of what people think about them, are so sure and focused on themselves, are so internally validated by what they think of themselves, we say they're self-absorbed. We say they're full of themselves. And I say, yes, it is good to be full of yourself. It is good to be full of yourself, not in a bragging way, but in a way that you know who you are. Because the truth is, you cannot give what you don't have. And that is what, that's the idea of self-love. The more you spend time loving yourself, the more you spend time filling your cup up, you rely less on other people's perception of you. You rely less on what people think about you. By doing that, you actually have more to give. And that's what I've come to find. Like, the more and more I focus on filling myself up, the more and more I focus on doing things that are true to who I am, not true to what other people want me to be, not true to what box I need to fill, not true to what check, you know, what perception I need to help secure and make other people secure. The more I keep on choosing me first, the more I find that I have so much more to give people. And I have so much more to give people without expectation. I find myself being able to be so generous with my time, my love, my ability to just be, being able to be there for people, because I'm full and I'm giving from the overflow. And that's really what it is. And I find that a life, at least personally, I found that a life of just seeking what other people think about you and basing off of what other people think about you is selfish and is not sustainable. It's not sustainable. It's not sustainable for me to make decisions based off of you. So this lady who doesn't want to have children, I think she's actually selfless, because she's not thinking about the identity that a child will give her. She's not thinking about what the world would say about her. She's not thinking about, oh, how would she fit into the mold of being a good mother or a good person. No, she's purely thinking about what she's capable of doing and what she feels she's on this earth to do. It might just not be what she wants to do, and that's okay. And I think a lot of times we are so lost and wrapped up into other people's values, and we forget what our values are. We forget what we're here to do. We forget our path. We lose track of our path because we're so consumed with what other people think about us. We're so consumed about what other people's paths are compared to us, which all that thought process of what people think about you and being worried about what people think about you is actually selfish. That is the point. It is actually selfish. So I just want to be able to flip that definition of being selfish, and I want to be able to redefine that. Like, selfish, being selfish, you have to think about it. When we say that, or when people say that, or why you're worried about that, is at the end of the day, is it about the other person? Is it about the other person? So for instance, a lot of times we're tired, we don't want to go to a party, but because we've been invited to a party and we are worried about what people think will think about us if we don't attend that party, if we say, no, I don't want to go, and without any explanation whatsoever, we're worried about how that would be perceived. We don't want to go. We know deep in our hearts we don't want to go, but we still do it. Why do we do it, right? Why do we do it? We do it because we think everyone, if we miss that party, everyone is going to be thinking about us and everyone is going to be worried that we missed that party. But the truth is, no one is thinking about you. I'm telling you, no one. This is harsh, and I'm just being real. When I started realizing that, like, no one is thinking about me. So me being worried, I go to a party and I want to dance, and this happens all the time. I want to dance and I'm worried about what will people think. No one is thinking about me. The truth is, I better go on that dance floor and shake my booty and dance till all the heavens can't fall down, because that's what I want to do within my soul. So me being worried about what people will think and preventing myself from really living my true purpose is selfish. It's selfish if you're not living your true purpose and depriving the world of seeing what you're made of. It's selfish if you're not being yourself. If you're not being yourself because you're worried about what other people think about you, that's selfish, because people don't get to see your light. You're hiding yourself. You're hiding your thoughts. You're hiding who you truly are. That is selfish. It's selfish that you've been giving so many gifts and you're not using it. That is selfish. You're not using it because you're so scared of what people will think about you if you fail. That's selfish, because you think everybody else's problem is your problem. You think people are thinking about you all the time. That is selfish. That is being self-absorbed. So I think we have that definition wrong. I think the people who we give flack for, the definition in which we say and how we say being selfish is completely wrong. I've just found it completely wrong. I feel self-love, being self-full is amazing. It's really the way to go. I'm on this earth to be self-full. I'm on this earth to live to my highest being, to live my truth. Living my truth isn't selfish. Because of I speak up, it's not selfish. It's actually self-full, right? It's actually self-full. So I prefer that embodiment of being self-full. I prefer that embodiment of just knowing that I have the capacity to be my own best friend. I have the capacity to be my own superhero. Like, I'm not looking for anyone to save me. And I have come to the realization that because for a long time, I was always looking for someone else to save me. I was looking for a friend to save me. I was looking for a man to save me. I was looking to be in a relationship to seek out outside validation because I felt that I was helpless. But the more and more I've come into my power, and that's what I want to be able to reaffirm to you, the more and more you'll discover that you are your own superhero. You are your own superhero. You do not need anyone to save you. You have the capacity to do all the things that you want to do. You have the capacity to fill yourself up. And the truth is, I'm telling you guys, this is magical. The truth is, the more you fill yourself up, the more you have so much more to give. You start serving others from the overflow and you're not expecting anything. You call people randomly. You love them with all your whole heart. You see strangers and you smile at them. If they don't smile back at you, you don't get upset. Why? Because you are giving them from the overflow. So when we find ourselves getting upset because someone didn't validate us, when we find ourselves getting upset because someone didn't notice us, that is selfish because you think that people should notice you. You think that because you walk into a room, everyone should bow down and notice you. Why? Why? That is selfish, right? But by coming into a room, being full of yourself and not caring if anybody notices you isn't selfish. It's actually self-full. So this is so mind-blowing. And the more and more I dissect it, the more and more I realize that the way we're supposed to be living our lives is a life full of love, a life full of love and give you love. By the time you fill yourself up with love, I'm telling you, you give love and that love just comes back to you. You start realizing that people actually show you that love because they're getting that love from you back. It's a circle of life, you guys. It's a circle of life, but it starts with you. It doesn't start from the outside. It starts with you. So whatever you want to do, whatever makes your heart sing, whatever you feel empowered to be or do, do it. Don't wait for other people to do that for you. Don't wait for other people to rescue you. Don't wait. Just do it. Be you. Be you. Even if it ruffles feathers, that's okay because your path is different. Your path is different from anybody else's path. It's different. So I just want to be able to reinforce this idea that it's okay to be self-full. It's okay to be full of yourself. Not in a bragging way, not in a way that the idea of being full of yourself doesn't mean you're saying, I'm better than you. No. It just means that you appreciate who you are. And the more I find that, the more I appreciate people who are confident, who are full of themselves, who know who they are. If someone says, hey, I'm not coming, or I'm not doing XYZ or things, I don't get upset because I give myself permission to love myself. So when someone else gives themselves permission to love themselves, I'm okay with that because I already do it for myself. But I'm telling you, you find yourself an indication of if you're truly loving yourself is when you start seeing you get offended, you start taking things personally, which we all do. You start taking things personally when someone doesn't show up for you. It's because you don't show up for yourself. This is the harsh truth. Because if you show up for yourself, you will never take it as that person isn't showing up for you, because you're looking for somebody else to do it for you. You're looking for someone else to show up for you. But if you show up for yourself, if that person shows up, great. If they don't show up, great. Your love and your being is unconditional. You are not basing off of what other people think. Your happiness, your value, your love isn't based off of what other people think. So I just love this idea of being more full of ourselves and being less selfish, because by doing that, I am less selfish. I'm not selfish at all. So I own up to the fact that I am full of myself and I'm loving every minute of it. I'm loving every minute of it. And I just want to encourage each and every one of you, please don't make anyone make you feel bad for being full of yourself, for loving yourself, for choosing you, for doing what makes your heart sing, for doing what makes you happy. It's not selfish at all, my dears. It's not selfish at all. It's not selfish being you. You're not being selfish for being you. You're just being who you're born to be. Okay, you're just being who you're born to be. We even say things like when people are trying to do things or pick things out, or they're waiting for their spouse or things like that, we say, oh, you're being too picky. Even that, don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Don't let anyone tell you you're being too picky because you choose to do something for yourself. You choose to be your own being. Nah. Let's not take that. We're not taking that. We do not subscribe to that. So together, let's make a pact that we will not subscribe to that any longer. Okay? I'm really passionate about this topic, and it's something that I just love sharing, because I've just found the more and more we know this, the more and more we become even more we become risk takers. We understand our worth, our value, and we don't shy away from risk. And for me, that is what I'm on this earth to do. I really want to be able to inspire you men, particularly women. That's really where my heart is, to inspire you to be braver, to be brave and face those supposed challenges and just be you. Be you and let that joy from you shine through, because the world needs that light that you inhabit. The world needs that joy you inhabit, that gift you inhabit. And I just want to be able to reinforce that. So I hope this serves you well. I hope you get something from it. Please, I do want to hear from you. Feel free to subscribe. Also subscribe to the newsletter, so you get to know what's happening and hear my thoughts and reach out to me anytime. So till next time, live joyfully no matter what. Take care. Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please subscribe and give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. And for more juicy bits that I don't share on the podcast, come over to the website at thejoyinfailure.com. You can also follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Joy Ogunnenye, which is spelt JoyOgunnenye. Until next time, live joyfully no matter what.